We take you to Australia for a conversation with Gloria Devine. Wow, what an interesting life she's had. And she's experienced many different cultures, really. She grew up in the Caribbean, went to England when she was 11, worked in the U.S., and of course is now in Australia. And she's written a series of books. Perfect Company is the key title of it. And it's Perfect Company Persecution, Perfect Company Jesus Made Me a Saint, and Perfect Company Jesus Reveals Secrets. And she's got another one that's coming out soon. Gloria, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
So let's talk about your latest book. And I know you talk about your life in these books, and that's important, and how it relates to other people. But the latest book, how does that relate to other people, and what did you dive into?
Perfect Company 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is subtitled Persecutions. And the reason why it was labeled persecution is that Jesus gave, in this book I write for 3 years, 2015 to 2017, on the things that Jesus wanted me to write on. And in this book, there's a lot of things on how I was persecuted in the church, by prayer groups, places that I visited, encountered evil spirits. For instance, when I went to the USA on holiday, we went to a museum at Alabama, and I encountered an evil spirit dwelling in the statue of a Ku Klux Klan figure.
Oh.
Yeah, and these were different things. Jesus has also pointed out to me that these evils are also on the website and on the worldwide internet system. I had many attacks in my mail. My people came into my house and placed medication and placed evil things on my medication and my food. He showed me how computers and cars and shopping centers are infested with evil. So Persecutions is really a book whereby Jesus has pointed out to me how unsafe our society is today, and so many people do not know about it.
And it's interesting because you write it in like this diary format, but there's also room for other people to absorb the material. And what do you hope people learn from your story and the space that you've given them?
Yes, I've written about the years that I have been with the Lord for from 2015 to 2017, but I also covered topics on the Divine Mercy message, where my personal experiences of that is also recorded in the book. I also mention places and evil things and evil places, and there's another short chapter on that as well. And purgatory, this is a place where we go to be purified when we leave the world. And I've mentioned different messages that have come out to tell us what purgatory is like. And so I mentioned that there.
And you have and again, you can get all these books on Amazon. We certainly don't want to give it all away, but that really gives us a good slice of what the book's about. And you also wrote Perfect Company 2, Jesus Made Me a Saint. And what did you mean by that?
Well, in Perfect Company 2, I had a dream whereby someone from heaven came and told me I have achieved sainthood. And I think that was in 2012. And so that was it. So at that end, that's why I labeled that, and subtitled that book, Jesus Made Me a Saint, because I was told that I had achieved sainthood.
Wow. And what do you want people to take from that?
From the book?
Yes, from that book, reading your book.
Well, from reading my book, I feel that people will understand that God is who he says he is. He will be friendly with us if we reach out to him, that he loves us very much. He is also waiting for us to come. The greatest thing he's asking for us to do is to repent of our sins and to invite him into our lives. And he's not a myth. You know, Jesus is really puzzled by the way people sort of ignore him, even though he has come on earth and lived among us. They treat his stories as though he doesn't exist. So people will realize that Jesus is very real, and that his church is what it stands there for his glory. And that we should take the opportunity to join him and be with him and listen to his word and read his gospel. We also need to remember that people need to be baptized, because what we find is that a lot of people are not understanding that baptism is a very important ingredient in a Christian life. And when I was, one of the things that made me come to Christ much closer was when someone tried to harm me when I was about 29 years old. And after I was baptized, I was a completely healed person. So baptism is very important to all of us as Christians. We also repent of our sins and read our Bible daily, because that will help our souls to progress. Now, while I was doing the book, writing these books, I had two phenomenal messages I was reading from. And the first one was True Light in God Messages by Vasula Raidan. And these are powerful messages if anyone wants to be reading them too. And also the Marian Movement of Priests, where our mother speaks to the priest. So these messages kept me going as I could tap into them when I was feeling like it or wanted some inspiration or anything like that. As we say, the books are about my life. They're about my story with Jesus and the saints and Mother Mary. And they show people how to be better people, and that it's not hard to be friendly with the Lord. It's just that we need to keep his commandments, because today we find that people are not even going to church on a Sunday. And that's one of the commandments, you know, to keep his day holy. And we're finding there are all sorts of sins, and sins leads us to hell. People don't even know what sin is, and they don't seek these things out. So, this book, you know, helps people to reconnect with the Lord. If they're lost or if they're unable to find their way in life or wondering what their problem is, it's very easy just to ask Jesus to come into their lives and start to take, a good step towards him, and he will do the rest.
And what a wonderful message, and it's a perfect place to end this. Absolutely, you have summed it up brilliantly. Gloria Devine, you will find out so much more about her and how this can apply to your life as well in all of these books that you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. Gloria, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. It was a pleasure to speak with you.